Brad, we've been talking about 43-year-old Norwalk woman Nuri Chavarria, who could be deported to her native country of Guatemala. Today is a very important day, and joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning is her attorney, Glenn Formica. And Glenn, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, what exactly is going to happen today, Glenn?
So we're waiting to figure that one out. You know, just so you know, Dan and Brad, the official notice, we haven't actually received the official notice. We learned last night about the decision, or what we believe is the decision, through a press release, but we haven't received it ourselves. So when I finish with you this morning, I'm going to get in my office and get started and try to figure out where we stand.
You know, Glenn, from people that we talk to, Dan and I are out all the time, on this particular case, it just seems that people understand she has worked. She's got four children. One, of course, is really had a tremendous problem. And the majority of folks that I've talked to think that she should stay.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, I mean, it just speaks to the lack of common sense with the decision about to remove her. I mean, you know, the complaint is, or people always perceive immigrants as coming here and taking up services, which is just patently not true, because they're not allowed to get welfare or anything. And yet you have someone like Nuri who, you know, doesn't take from the system, works as a housekeeper, and managed to raise four very successful kids, two of whom are in college. And the child with significant special needs, both intellectual and physical, she managed to get into college. I mean, he has all, you know, he has aids, you know, he has some services that are provided because of his disabilities, and he's a U.S. citizen and entitled to that. But it's just amazing. I mean, the woman is amazing. I mean, that's the reason I was, you know, I took on her case. The reason I'm so passionate about her case is she's just like, just the best example of what it means to be an American, and it means what it means to be an immigrant American. I mean, these are the people we want. We want more of these people. We don't want to kick them out.
Now, Glenn, you said something about some kind of a press notice last night. What was that?
Well, it was actually a notice put out by Senator Blumenthal's office in conjunction with Senator Murphy's office that just said it had been denied. Both senators and also Congressman Himes have been phenomenal in their support. I mean, they're limited in what they can actually do. I mean, some people sometimes think our congressional delegation have magical powers over the federal government. They don't. Especially in the area of immigration, but they've been a great conduit for information, which has been very helpful and emotionally reassuring for Nuri, you know, because, you know, we've had a pretty good stream of information as things have progressed.
How would you describe her as a person? We've heard everything, how good she is, what a good mother, so on. How would you describe her?
You know, I have a screenshot of my, a screensaver of my grandmother who immigrated from Italy. She's wearing like a house dress, like, you know, and standing on the front porch of her house in New Haven. And that's what Nuri reminds me of. I mean, I don't mean to be corny about it, Dan, but she's, I mean, even in, I mean, she even kind of looks, you know, because the way she dresses and the way, you know, she expresses herself. She reminds me of my Italian grandmother who immigrated from Italy. I mean, she's that kind of sweet lady. I mean, and she has to be raised, you know, four very successful human beings, despite setbacks and hardships and a lack of resources. I mean, she's done it. So I would describe her as just a sweet, very determined lady. I mean, very strong. I mean, even throughout all of this, I mean, I've only seen her break down a couple of times. One, a reporter, we were on the news. I forget offhand what the question was, but it caught Nuri in the throat, and I looked, I was off camera, And I looked at my my paralegal who was with me, and I was just like, uh-oh, we've never seen this before.
And she handled
it.
Talking with attorney Glenn Formica, I'm Dan Lovallo, along with Brad Davis. Now, Glenn, we get some questions from our audience. First of all, she came to this country. She worked as a housekeeper. And one of the questions we ask is, did she have to pay Social Security? How does that work?
Yeah, so she paid her Social Security.
How does she get a Social Security card if she's not a citizen, I guess is the question.
Well, you know, just by very short background, she came in 93 applying for asylum from Guatemala. Back in the 90s, the Social Security Administration just wanted people paying into the Social Security system, even if they couldn't collect. So, because immigrants can't collect unless they have permanent residence. So they pay in, but they don't collect. So she got a Social Security card back in the 90s. They changed that law so that undocumented people couldn't pay into Social Security in 2004. And they, now you can with a tax ID number, but it's complicated.
Mm-hmm. And why didn't she ever apply for U.S. citizenship?
In a short nutshell, she's not eligible. She applied for asylum and lost in 99. And then since then, she just hasn't. People fundamentally don't understand is that our current immigration system doesn't allow for status if you are here undocumented. Mm-hmm. I mean, people don't get it. You can't. It's very difficult to become a permanent resident. You have to marry a U.S. citizen, and you have to have come in on a visa. If you came in without a visa, or if you, you know, in some circumstances, if you violated the terms of your visa, you know, overstayed, left, and came back in, you can't get a green card. So it's very difficult. And when people talk about comprehensive immigration reform, Dan, what they don't realize is there's one section of the act that says, come in without documentation, or if you overstay visa, leave and reenter, you know, certain technical violations, you're subject to a 10-year bar. NURI can't apply for...
Glenn, we're losing you. Are you still there?
Incredible. And nobody got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay?
You're fading in and out. Okay, that's a little... Yeah. So what's going to happen today? Are you going to court? Give us the rundown of what's going to happen today.
Today we're going to try and find out what the official decision is directly. And then, you know, at that point, she's got to board a plane at 5:30. And, you know, as Nuria has always done, she's going to respect that, I expect, and get on a plane in Newark, New Jersey, and go back to rural Guatemala. I don't believe she has a plane ticket for her kids at this point. So
her kids are then going to
be by themselves?
Wards of the state?
What? Yes. They're going to be wards of the her two minor children. You know, we've got to work that out, Dan. Fortunately, we've had a lot of support. We have a volunteer attorney who specializes in those sorts of legal matters, and he's working with Nuri on that. One of the problems we had was we only found out on June 25th. We were expecting that her stay request was going to be granted again, like it had been for the past 5 years. So she's only really had 5 weeks. And, you know, obviously it's a lot of confusion and overwhelming. So we've really pulled that stuff together in just, in a week. So, but at this point, yes, the kids, she does not have a plane ticket for the kids.
Wow.
She can't afford it.
Well, Glenn, I'll tell you, if you have time down the road, we'd love to get you in studio for an hour and really talk about this and talk about what's going on. Maybe you can educate our audience on the immigration process, because there's so much in the area of confusion and misconception out there, and I think the record needs to be set straight.
Would you come in for an hour with us?
Yeah, I'd love to. Just let me know when you
want to
have me on.
That's fabulous.
Terrific.
That is fabulous.
We
wanted to cover this part of it, which hasn't been covered.
Great.
Thanks a million.
Yeah, Glenn, thanks so much.
All right.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Take care.